Chapter 145. The Fairy's Daughter 1. Translator. Zia. Editor. Ellie. Wu Wuwuwuwu. Watching all of this, Su Yuyang finally couldn't bear it anymore and burst into tears in the system space. It was too touching. He had done missions in so many worlds, yet this was the first time he had been moved to this extent, the first time he had cried. Host, so you do have a conscience after all. The system also felt like crying, but it couldn't. It was an emotionless system. It couldn't cry. It still had to figure out how to get the host to pay back his debts. In this world, the host had gone too far. He had gotten addicted to buying on credit. He even dared to put longevity pills on credit. Now his debt had already reached more than 800,000. Host, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to kill your system? Every time the system finally saved up some points, every time it managed to raise the points limit, the host would buy on credit again. The more he bought on credit, the more it grew, and every time it was perfectly stuck right at the system's points limit, preventing the system lord from punishing him. What was he trying to do? This was too much. Get lost. Enter the mission world. Su Yuyang didn't want to say more to the system. He knew he had taken too many points on credit. It was just that this time, he really hoped the mission could be completed perfectly, and he hoped Tuan Tuan could stay by Su Sus' side forever. Even though this wasn't part of Tuan Tuan's mission wish, but he knew that for Su Su, Tuan Tuan's departure wouldn't bring her happiness. Only if Tuan Tuan stayed by her side and she stayed by Tuan Tuan's side could they both be happy. This mission had earned him quite a lot of points, more than 80,000, which was enough to pay the interest. Borrowing a few more points wasn't a big deal. He could just earn them again. Yet this system kept nagging and nagging all day. It was really, so silly. Couldn't it just let him borrow for a while? Sigh. After experiencing the bond between Su Su and Tuan Tuan, he couldn't bring himself to be harsh to this silly system anymore. He even felt its whining was kind of pitiful, and wanted to let it hold a pile of points and laugh happily. It was over, he had changed. The system froze. It hadn't expected that one day, the host would actually be this eager to do a mission. This was truly unprecedented. What, don't want points anymore? Then I'm going to rest. Su Yuyang sensed the system's hesitation and felt a bit awkward. Damn, was he acting too obvious? This stupid system must have been abused by him too often. Now that he was suddenly being nice to it, it wasn't used to it. He couldn't let it realize he had changed his attitude, or it would climb over his head and bully him later. I want it, thank you, host. This time I'll pick a mission with lots of points for you. HMPH, it wasn't stupid. The host was finally so active and eager to do a mission. Why would the system oppose earning points? It needed to harden its heart too. Let the host earn more points and repay his debt sooner. But, what if the mission world was too difficult, and the host kept borrowing more points? What if it ended up with even more debt instead of gaining anything? No, better choose a mission with fewer points. That way the host could finish it easily, and it could save at least a little. Even a small gain was still something. If it saved slowly, it should eventually be able to clear everything. Hey, hurry up. Su Yuyang heard the system say one sentence and thought it was starting already. But after waiting a long time, nothing happened. What was this stupid system thinking? Was it planning to squeeze him again? No way. He had to urge it quickly before it thought too much and decided to torment him. Oh, okay, it's done. The system panicked and accidentally selected an expert level world, directly transmitting Su Yuyang into it. Ah, I clicked the wrong one. The host hasn't even completed 3 hard level worlds yet. How can he go to expert level? He'll die. Ah, stop. But even after frantically pressing everything, the system couldn't undo the operation. Instead, it directly flung Su Yuyang into the mission world. Are you kidding me? System, you're playing with me. He heard every word the system shouted. He knew it. He should never have shown mercy to this stupid system. The moment he softened you, P.A. Little, it immediately dug a pit for him to fall into. But what could he say or do? All he managed was one shout of protest before his entire body was thrown into the mission world. When he opened his eyes again, every hair on his body stood on end, an instinctive reaction to danger. Clearly, this place was extremely dangerous. He couldn't stay here, but he knew nothing. He didn't understand anything. Where was he supposed to run? Which direction? To where? Forget it. Run first, think later. Then he realized, his entire body was bound in chains, completely immobilized. Oh, well, that saved him the trouble of trying to run. System, Are you trying to kill me? Expert difficulty, is this hard? Do you not want points anymore? Host, the system didn't mean to. The system apologizes. The system apologized weakly. If I die, who are you going to collect those owed points from? Su Yuyang was furious. This stupid system. This was clearly intentional revenge. I will bind myself to an heir of yours in one of the worlds, and find the person who inherited the most from you. They will repay the debt on your behalf. The system answered honestly.